Home prices are skyrocketing in some places that might surprise you, including remote towns in rural America. And the problems facing those places may be especially hard to solve. As part of our series on the new housing crisis, NPR's Kirk Sigler sent this report from rural Nebraska.
Along the country roads that fan out from Ogallala, Nebraska, there are abandoned old farmhouses and weathered, caved-in barns, a remnant of the hardscrabble settlers who first tapped the Ogallala Aquifer, turning these dry, high plains into lush wheat and cornfields. Like a lot of the rural heartland, western Nebraska slowly emptied out over the years. So why then is there a housing shortage today in Ogallala, population 4,500? The answers are complicated, but if you ask Mary Wilson, she'll tell you it's more like a shortage of adequate housing.
People aren't updating their homes before they throw them on the market. People are living in their homes, I think, longer here.
On average, people are living in their homes twice as long as they did before the Great Recession, so the market is tight. When Wilson moved to Ogallala from Colorado, drawn back to the small town Nebraska she grew up in, she and her husband had a hard time finding something suitable.
You know, we had to settle for what was available.
Wilson is in charge of economic development here. She's driving down a quiet, leafy street of larger old homes in the center of town. They were built for a far different time when you needed big families to work the farms. A lot of them now are outdated. The few that are for sale need $40,000 worth of rehab at a minimum. And most people either can't or aren't willing to pay that.
My role as the economic development director is bringing business and industry to town, retaining the business and industries that we have, you know, doing what I can to expand that tax base. Well, it's difficult to do that when we don't have adequate housing.
This is the classic chicken and egg that's long plagued rural America, but is being magnified now by the national crisis in the housing industry, a crisis blamed on lots of factors. Lumber is hugely expensive due to tariffs on Canadian wood. And there's a labor shortage, made even worse in an isolated small town like Ogallala. Doug Davis is a longtime local real estate man and developer.
In the bigger cities, you have a selection. I mean, I couldn't go out and get like 5 bids on a plumber to do this house because they're all busy.
And a lot of the contractors who are here are getting older and looking to retire.
I think the need was there if we could build 40 houses in the next 2 to 3 years, we'd sell more.
For now, Davis is just proud to have gotten 3 homes built. No small feat in a town that hadn't had a new private home put up since the 1990s. And they sold in less than 3 weeks, one even before it was finished.
I tried to make them so it all flows. You know, it's, like I said, 1,300 square foot. And it's
now, this place closed at just under 200,000. That's a lot in Ogallala, where wages are depressed from the boom and bust of farm commodity prices. The few other homes on the market right now are mostly selling north of $300,000, too. As in a lot of smaller markets, newcomers are driving up prices.
Yep. The folks I sold the house to next door from Denver, and they just got tired of the Denver hassle. The houses I built up on 10th Street, I think that was a win-win situation because those were all three people that came from outside the community.
Now, the easiest answer is just to build more homes. But small towns like this are still considered risky by most outside developers. They can make a lot more money in cities where land and home values are even higher. Ogallala is learning this the hard way as it struggled to find capital to redevelop a shuttered school into condos to help ease the shortage.
Rural Nebraska, you don't typically have tons of seed money just laying around waiting for a project to come across its door.
At Adams Bank and Trust downtown, I met Jacob Hoovendick. He's a financial advisor and accountant. His extended family is from here, and he jumped at the chance 5 years ago to move over from Lincoln and raise his young family. Now, the shortage of adequate or even available homes has clearly led to some soul searching.
I feel like we're at a very pivotal point in rural America's development because you now are finding opportunities through technological advancements to be mobile as a workforce, to maybe work from home but work for a company 3 states away.
Hoovendick says rural America is so close to rebounding, but now there's no place to live. So he and other business leaders are behind a plan to ask voters here this fall to approve a small sales tax hike. The money would be used to build more workforce housing, offer incentives for developers to come here.
The federal government's not coming to help us. The state government, to a certain extent, can't come help us. No one's coming to our rescue. We kind of have to start helping ourselves.
Nationally, rural housing experts say the same thing. You've got to have a well-organized local group of leaders committed to raising money and getting things done in this era where federal funding for rural development is trending down.
Watch for rattlesnakes.
That's only a half joke from Mary Wilson as we hop out of her SUV on a dirt road north of Ogallala. Campers and boaters are whizzing by, headed to nearby Lake McConaughey, lately a big economic driver.
So they started moving dirt last week to prep the site for this new development.
Wilson wanted to show me this site because a Nebraska developer on his own saw the need and decided to come in and build four new duplexes.
The cul-de-sac here, this is an entire subdivision. The developer bought this entire subdivision.
She hopes these starter homes will help the local hospital in particular attract new doctors and nurses. Wilson, who grew up in an even smaller town near here, says for too long, rural America has suffered from a confidence problem. If you hear over and over that you're withering away, well, you start to believe it.
Some people out there have the perception of Ogallala drying up and dying, and we're not that at all.
To hear people in Ogallala tell it, the housing shortage is more a wake-up call than crisis for rural America. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Ogallala, Nebraska.